بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Chapter number 4. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم declared his death to the people in the farewell Hajj. Imam Muslim narrates in his Sahih Hadith number 1297. حدثنا إسحاق بن إبراهيم وعلي بن خشرم جميعا عن عيسى بن يونس قال عن ابن جريج أخبرني أبو زبير أنه سمع جابرا يقول رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرمي على راحلته يوم النحر ويقول لتأخذوا مناسككم فإني لا أدري لعلي لا أحج بعد حجتي هذه. And Muslim says, may Allah have mercy upon him, that it was informed to us from Ishaq bin Ibrahim and Ali bin Khashram, both of them, from Isa bin Yunus, from Ibn Juraj, who said, I've been informed by Abu Zubair, who heard from Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, saying, I saw the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam throwing pebbles while riding his camel on the day of Nahar. And he said, learn your rituals, means Hajj rituals, for I do not know whether I would be performing Hajj after this Hajj of mine. Imam al-Nawawi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said in Sharh Muslim, the meaning of this hadith is regarding the affairs which I have brought in my Hajj from statements, actions, characteristics, and description. It is your Hajj rites. So take it from me and accept them, preserve them, act upon them, and teach them. This hadith is a great principle for the Hajj rites, and it's like the statement regarding the prayer, pray as you have seen me pray. In it, I mean the hadith, is indication of his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's farewell, informing them, the companions, of the nearness of his death, and encouraging them to have concern for taking from him and seizing the opportunity of holding fast to him and to learn the religion. For this reason, it was called the Farewell Hajj. The fifth chapter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed about or declared his own death at Ghadir Khum. And this is when he was returning from the Farewell Hajj. Imam al-Muslim, he narrates in his Sahih, Hadith number 2408, saying, حدثني زهير بن حرب وسجاع بن مخلد جميعا عن ابن عليا قال حدثنا إسماعيل بن إبراهيم حدثني أبو حيان حدثني يزيد بن حيان قال انطلقت أنا وحسين بن سبرة وعمر بن مسلم إلى زيد بن أرقم فلما جلسنا إليه قال له حسين لقد لقيت يا زيد خيرا كثيرا رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسمعت حديثه وغزوت معه وصليت خلفه لقد لقيت يا زيد خيرا كثيرا حدثني حدثنا يا زيد ما سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا ابن أخي والله لقد كبرت سني وقدم عهدي ونسيت بعد الذي كنت أعي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فما حدثتكم فاقبلوا وما لا فلا تكلفونيه ثم قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فينا خطيبا بما يدعى خما بين مكة والمدينة فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ووعد وذكر ثم قال أما بعد ألا أيها الناس فإنما أنا بشر يوشك أن يأتي رسول ربي فأجيب وأنا تارك فيكم ثقلين أولهما كتاب الله فيه الهدى والنور فخذوا بكتاب الله واستمسكوا به فحث على كتاب الله ورغب فيه ثم قال وأهل بيتي أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي فقال له حسين ومن أهل بيتي يا زيد أليس نساؤه من أهل بيته قال نساؤه من أهل بيته ولكن أهل بيتي من حرم صدقة بعده قال ومن هم قال هم آل علي وآل عقيل وآل جعفر وآل عباس قال كل هؤلاء حرم صدقة؟ قال نعم. إمام مسلم نبيت الصحيح فم زبير بن زهير بن حرب أن شجاع بن مخلد both of them who said is nearer to us by Ibn Uriya who said he informed to us from Yazid bin Hayyan who said that I went along with Hussein bin Sabara and Umar bin Muslim to Zayd bin Arqam, may Allah be pleased with him, and we sat by his side, and Hussein said, Zayd, you have been able to acquire good virtue that you saw the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, listened to his talk, fought by his side in different battles, offered a prayer behind him. Zayd, you have in fact earned a great virtue. So Zayd, O Zayd, narrate to us what you have heard from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have grown old and have almost spent my age and have forgotten some of the things which I remembered in connection with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So accept whatever I narrate to you, and which I do not narrate to you, do not compel me to do so. He then said, one day Allah's Messenger, may Allah be pleased with him, and may peace and blessing be upon him, stood up to deliver a sermon at a watering place known as Khum. It's situated between Mecca and Medina. He praised Allah, exalted him, and delivered the sermon and exhorted us, and said, now to our purpose. O people, I am a human being. I am about to receive a messenger, i.e. the angel of death, from my Lord, and I will soon respond to Allah's call. But I am leaving among you two weighty things. The one thing is the Book of Allah. The first, the Book of Allah, in which there is right guidance and light. So hold fast to the Book of Allah and adhere to it. He exhorted us to hold fast to the Book of Allah and then said, the second are the members of my household. I remind you of the duties to my members of my household. He said it three times altogether. And he, Hussein, said to Zayd, who are the members of his household? Aren't his wives the members of his household and his family? Thereupon he, Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, his wives are the members of his family, but here the members of his family are those who accepting zakat is forbidden. Hussein said, who are they? Zayd then said, Ali and his offspring, Aqil and the offspring of Aqil, and the offspring of Ja'far and the offspring of Abbas. Hussein said, these are all those who zakat, accepting zakat is forbidden. Zayd said, yes. Sheikh Riyani, may Allah preserve him, then brings a statement, another version of the hadith, where it says, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, very left behind with you two weighty things. One of them is the Book of Allah, which is the rope of Allah. Whoever follows it, he will be guided. And whoever leaves it, then he will be misguided. Al-Qurtubi said in Mufhim, Khum, with a Dhamma and the Kha, is a place that is well known. And the Shia and the people of desires have increased in lying and discussion about this in relation to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam appointing Ali as a Khilafah and giving admonishment to him in that place. However, nothing of that has been authentic from him sallallahu alayhi wasallam except for this above hadith. End of the quote. Sheikh Al-Iryani then says, may Allah preserve him, I have expanded on the statement in clarifying the hadith regarding Ghadir Khum, and have explained its clarified its meaning and refuted the Shia and the claims of the people of falsehood in a separate work of mine entitled Irshad al-Basir fi Mafasid wa Adrar al-Ihtifal bi Yawm al-Ghadir, and it has been published, all praise due to Allah. And in the footnote, the Sheikh mentions that the family, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are from his household. And the intent of the household here are those who live with him and those who are settled with him. And the affair is to have respect for them and honor. And the Prophet ﷺ called them weighty, and he exhorted people regarding their rights and to remember them. So his wives fall into this, all of these affairs. However, they are not including those whose zakat is prohibited upon. And this is indicated by the statement of Zayd when he said, however, his family are those whom the sadaqah has been prohibited. And this quote, the Shaykh Diyani brings in the footnotes, is actually taken from Imam Nawawi, as the Shaykh mentions at the end. As for the book the Shaykh wrote regarding the issue of Ghadir Khum, that it is published, as he's mentioned, and can also be found in its completion on the Shaykh's website.